International Tobacco Company Limited, the Northern Regional Director of Architectural and Engineering Services Limited, AESL, and the Managing Director of KAE Ghana Limited were scheduled to appear before the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday. However, only International Tobacco Company appeared. This is because the offices of KAE Ghana Limited could not be located for the subpoena to be served on them. The Northern Regional Head of AESL, on the other hand, asked the rescheduling of his time. Here's Ernest Obianim's report.
International Tobacco Company, which was the only institution that appeared before the commission to inquire into issues leading to the payment of judgment debts, was presented by the company's counsel, Phyllis Ntrakwa. He presented documents on a case involving the company itself, SNET, SEPS, and the Attorney General. In the PNDC era, the company's assets were confiscated for non-payment of excise duties, and later some of its properties were sold to SNET. International Tobacco went to court and had judgment in 2004. In 2009, the then Attorney General, Mrs. Betty Modi Drisu, went into settlement with the company and some money was paid to it. Briefing the Commissioner, Justice Yawa Poe, on the aspects of the case still pending in court, Mr. Ntrakwa said the settlement did not cover rent on and recovery of the properties, so that is yet to be decided on in court. Briefing the media on the proceedings, the lead counsel for the Commission, Domiti Kofi Sokpo, said the Commission cannot go into details if the case is in court.
Three institutions were to appear before the Commission. The first one was International Tobacco Company in respect of the case involving International Tobacco itself against SNET, SEPS, and Attorney General. International Tobacco was invited over here to produce before the commission documents related to the case involving itself and the SNET, SEPS, and Attorney General, and also documents related to judgment delivered on in January 2004. The said documents were produced and tendered by the lawyer for ITG in the person of Ntrakwa. He intimated to the commission that the compiled documents included the judgment, the proceedings. After the tendering of the compiled document, he was asked a few questions about an aspect of the case that is still pending in the court. He made mention of the fact that there was an issue related to their immovable property, that is the office premises of ITG, which had not been returned to them yet. Another aspects related to interest on rent and other ancillary reliefs that he did not go into. The other two, the consultant of AESL that is based in the northern region did not appear because the solicitor for the said AESL had written to the commission to have the matter stood down. As regards the managing director of Kai Construction Limited, they were not actually served. In fact, their offices could not be traced.
He appealed to all those with information to help the work of the commission to go to the old Parliament House in Accra.
Ernest Obianim's report.